The smarter you become, the less you speak. The less you speak, the more you understand. That one truth has changed more lives than endless advice ever could. Most people think talking more makes them sound confident. But real confidence is quiet. Real growth is built in silence. In this audiobook, you're going to learn something most people never figure out. How to speak less and understand more. You'll learn how to control your reactions, how to listen with depth, how to notice what others miss, and how to build real strength without needing to prove anything with your voice. This isn't about staying silent all the time. It's about becoming smart with your energy, your presence, and your words. You'll learn how to win without arguing, lead without shouting, and grow without noise. If you're tired of being misunderstood, drained, or ignored, this is your shift. The real power begins when you stop talking and start paying attention. Chapter 1. Hold your thoughts and give full attention to others. Most people talk too much because they feel the need to be seen or heard. They think that saying something, anything, is what proves they're smart or valuable. But that's not how real understanding works. That's not how you grow. That's not how you learn. If you want to get better with people, stronger in your thinking, and wiser in your life, then you have to learn to do something most never master. You have to hold your thoughts and give full attention to others. When someone's talking to you, they're not just sharing words. They're showing you who they are. They're showing you how they think, what they feel, what they're afraid of, what matters to them. But if you're only half listening, if you're already planning your next sentence, you miss all of that. You lose the real meaning, you lose the connection, you lose the chance to grow. I want you to understand something very important. Holding your thoughts doesn't mean you're weak. It doesn't mean you don't have something to say. It means you're strong enough to give the moment to someone else. It means you have the self-control to stop needing to speak and start choosing to understand. And that, my friend, is rare. It takes discipline to listen while someone else opens up. Most people are waiting for their turn to talk. They're not listening. They're just rehearsing. But when you give full attention to someone, they feel it. They feel respected. They feel safe. And when they feel safe, they show you their truth. Now think about your own life. Think about the last time someone really listened to you. Fully. Without distraction. Without checking their phone. Without waiting to interrupt. How did that feel? Did you feel seen? Did you feel heard? Did you feel like your words mattered? That's the power of attention. That's the power of presence. That's the power you can give to others if you choose to hold your thoughts. People don't always need advice. They don't always need solutions. Sometimes they just need to be heard. They need someone who cares enough to listen, not to fix them, but to understand them. That's what separates a good conversation from a forgettable one. That's what separates someone who connects from someone who just talks. Holding your thoughts doesn't just help others, it helps you too. When you stop thinking about what you're going to say, your mind opens up. You start catching details you never noticed before. You pick up on tone, you notice body language, you start hearing what's not being said. That's where real understanding lives. It's not just in the words, it's in the space around them. If you want better relationships, personal or professional, learn to give your full attention. No split focus, no multitasking, just you, present and engaged. When someone's speaking, stop what you're doing, look at them. Listen with your eyes, your ears, your mind. Make them feel like they're the only person in the room. That experience is rare, and rare things build deep trust. You don't need to impress people with your voice. You impress them by how well you hear theirs. You don't need to dominate every conversation. You need to learn when silence is more powerful than speech. Most people miss out on life-changing insights because they talk over them. They rush in to be heard, not knowing that wisdom was already in the room if they had just waited. You also need to understand that silence isn't empty, it's full of meaning. It gives others room to express, it gives you time to absorb, it slows things down so that both of you can think. That's how people start to feel calm around you. That's how people start to respect you. Because you're not in a rush to speak, you're in a place of strength, you're rooted, you're aware, you're in control of yourself. This one habit, holding your thoughts and giving attention, can change how people see you. They'll begin to notice your calm, they'll trust your presence, they'll open up in ways they wouldn't with someone who just talks. And when you finally do speak, they'll listen. Why? Because you earned it. Because your silence had weight. Because your words weren't random. They were earned through patience and understanding. Think about how different your life could be if you practiced this one principle daily. Think about how your relationships would grow if people felt heard every time they were with you. Think about how much wiser you would become if you learned from every conversation instead of trying to control it. You can start today. The next time someone talks to you, pause your mind. Stop the urge to jump in. Give them your full eyes, your full ears, your full attention. Let them finish without cutting them off. Hold your advice unless they ask for it. Listen like they matter. Because they do. That moment could change their day, and it could change you too. You'll notice something powerful. You'll start to feel less pressure to speak. You'll stop needing to be the center. You'll find peace in listening. And when you do speak, your words will have more weight. You won't talk just to fill silence. You'll speak because it's time. And when you do, you'll speak with clarity, with purpose, with respect. That's what influence is. That's what leadership is. And that's what personal growth looks like. It's not always about adding more. It's about choosing less, but making it count. That's where growth lives. That's where change starts. So today, choose to speak less. Not because you have nothing to say, but because you're strong enough to listen first. Hold your thoughts. Give your attention. That's how you understand more. That's how you connect deeper. And that's how you build a life that matters. Chapter 2. Say less so you can catch what really matters. Most people miss what's important because they're too busy talking. They talk fast. They talk often. They talk without thinking, and because of that, they lose the chance to really see what's in front of them. When you say less, you give yourself space to notice more. You start hearing what's underneath the words. You start picking up what others miss. That's the real advantage. That's what gives you understanding most people never reach. When you quiet down, you begin to see clearly. You begin to hear things others talk over. You catch the hesitation in someone's voice. You feel the shift in their energy. You notice the truth in their silence. These things can't be heard when you're the one doing all the talking. They can only be caught when your mind is quiet and your attention is sharp. There's power in holding back your voice. Not because you're afraid to speak, but because you know the value of listening. You're not here to make noise. You're here to make sense. You're not here to show off, you're here to figure things out. And that can only happen when you stop trying to control every moment with your words. Speaking less doesn't mean staying silent forever. It means choosing your words with intention. It means removing the habit of talking for no reason. A lot of people speak just to fill the space. They don't like silence. They don't know how to sit with it. But silence is where the real data lives. Silence is where people show who they really are. If you rush to talk, you skip that part. You can't see the full picture if your voice is always in the way. You can't learn what matters if you never stop to listen. Saying less gives you time to think. It lets you sit with what you hear. It lets you ask yourself, what's really going on here? Most people don't ask that. They just react, and they talk while they react. That's why they miss what actually matters. When you practice saying less, you build emotional control. You stop blurting things out that you'll regret. You stop adding confusion to conversations that need clarity. You stop making everything about your opinion. And instead, you start seeing people for who they are. You start learning how they think. You start becoming someone they trust. That kind of presence is rare. People notice when someone speaks, only when needed. It feels different. It carries weight. It earns respect. The person who always talks rarely has the full picture. They're too focused on expressing. They're not interested in receiving. And that mindset keeps them stuck. They keep repeating the same mistakes. They keep missing out on growth. Because growth requires space. And space only comes when you pull your words back. You don't need to comment on everything. You don't need to explain yourself all the time. You don't need to prove your point in every discussion. Sometimes the most powerful thing you can do is observe. Watch how people respond. Watch how situations unfold. Watch what's behind the surface. All of that is available when you choose to say less. You'll start to notice things most people don't. You'll notice when someone avoids a topic. You'll catch the little pause before they answer a question. You'll see when their eyes shift. You'll hear the uncertainty behind their strong words. These details tell you more than long conversations ever will. But you can't see them if you're focused on what you'll say next. You have to stay present. You have to slow down. When you do speak, people will lean in because your words aren't wasted, because you don't talk just to talk. That's influence. That's what makes your presence meaningful. You're not the loudest in the room, but you're the most aware. You speak with reason, not just reaction. That's how leaders communicate. That's how wise people move. Saying less also protects your energy. Talking too much drains you. It spreads your attention too thin. It pulls you into arguments and distractions. But when you stay quiet more often, you keep your energy close. You save your focus for what matters. You don't get pulled into every opinion or emotion around you. You choose what deserves your voice and what doesn't. That's discipline. And that discipline gives you control. There is a confidence that comes from saying less. You're not trying to win anyone over. You're not chasing attention. You're not begging to be heard. You're grounded. You're steady. You know your value doesn't come from how many words you use. It comes from the quality behind them. And that quality grows in the space you create by being quiet. It also helps your decision-making. The less you speak, the more you process. You give yourself a moment to think clearly. You give yourself time to understand the situation. You don't rush to answer. You don't jump to defend. You take the time to respond the right way. That kind of response builds better outcomes. It builds smarter choices. It builds a life that isn't built on impulse. This skill doesn't come easy, especially in a world that rewards being loud. But if you want clarity, you can't just follow noise. You have to step back. You have to observe. You have to hold yourself steady. That's where maturity grows. That's where self-control develops. That's where strong minds are built. Every day gives you a chance to practice this. in your home, in your work, in your friendships. Every time you feel like jumping into a conversation, pause. Ask yourself, is this useful? Is this needed? Is this helping anyone? If the answer is no, stay quiet and listen instead. Learn something instead. Catch what others miss instead. That's the habit that changes everything. You won't always get it right. Sometimes you'll still talk too much. Sometimes you'll forget to slow down. That's okay. But the key is to notice it. The key is to get back on track. The more you practice saying less, the easier it gets, the more natural it becomes. And soon, it'll be part of who you are. You'll start leading with presence. You'll start influencing without noise. You'll start understanding life in a way most people never do. What really matters isn't found in constant talking. It's found in paying attention. It's found in the moments between the noise. It's found when you slow down and let the truth show up. If you want to live better, lead better, and connect better, start by saying less. That one shift will unlock more wisdom, more peace, and more power than you ever expected. Chapter 3. Let people finish before you say a single word. Most people struggle to understand others because they interrupt too quickly. They jump in before the other person is even finished. They cut off the ending of someone's thoughts and replace it with their own. That habit not only blocks communication, but also creates tension. It builds walls. It causes people to shut down. If you want to truly connect, if you want to grow in how you relate to others, you need to learn this simple but powerful habit. Let people finish before you say a single word. When someone is talking, they're not just sharing facts. They're opening a door into their thoughts, their feelings, their experiences, and that door closes the moment they feel unheard. The moment they feel interrupted. The moment they feel like what they say doesn't really matter. My guest, most people aren't looking for someone to talk over them. They're looking for someone who's willing to listen without rushing to respond. You may feel the urge to correct someone. You may feel like you already know what they're going to say. You may want to make your point quickly before it slips from your mind. But none of that matters more than the respect you give when you wait. Waiting tells the other person that you value their voice. It tells them that what they have to say deserves space. It shows maturity. It shows patience. And patience always leaves a deeper impression than a quick opinion. You don't need to rush your answers. When someone is speaking, that moment belongs to them. Let them own it. Let them express what they need to say without interruption, even if you disagree, even if you're sure you're right, because your moment will come, and when it does, it'll have more power because you gave them theirs. People open up when they feel safe, and nothing makes a person feel safer than being allowed to finish their sentence. It's not just about being polite, it's about building trust. It's about making someone feel like their ideas and words are worth hearing. That kind of presence is rare, but that kind of presence changes how people respond to you. When you wait your turn, you learn something. You learn how they think. You learn what matters to them. You learn their way of processing life. That's insight you can't get if you cut them off. That's wisdom you miss when you take over the conversation. So train yourself to pause, even if the words are on the tip of your tongue, even if you think you already know what's coming next. Stay quiet until they're done. It might feel slow at first. It might feel like you're losing time, but you're not. You're gaining clarity. You're building patience. You're sharpening your emotional control. And those are things that help you far more than rushing ever will. Holding back your response helps you see the full picture. Many times, the most important part of what someone says comes at the end. If you jump in too early, you miss it. You respond to half the story. And that's how confusion starts. That's how problems grow. That's how people walk away feeling misunderstood. But when you give someone room to finish, you give yourself the full truth to respond to. It's not just about listening. It's about timing. It's about self-restraint. It's about making sure that your voice doesn't silence theirs. You can't build understanding on top of interruption. You can't build connection when the other person feels cut off every few seconds. Real communication needs space. And someone has to be strong enough to hold that space. Let that be you. There's also something important that happens when you wait. You become more aware. You start picking up on details you didn't notice before. You start catching emotions, tones, hesitations. You begin to feel the message behind the words. That level of awareness is powerful. It helps you respond in ways that are thoughtful and meaningful, not reactive or surface level. Even in disagreement, you can let someone finish. You can stay calm. You can hold your energy. You don't need to interrupt to win. You win more by waiting. Because when the other person sees that you're not trying to overpower them, they stop defending and start engaging. They stop pushing back and start listening. That's how healthy conversations happen. That's how real progress is made. People often remember how they felt in your presence more than what you said. And when you give them your full attention, when you don't interrupt, when you don't rush, they feel respected, they feel valued, and that experience sticks with them. It makes them want to listen to you too. It builds influence without force. It builds leadership without pressure. That's the kind of impact that lasts. This habit can also change how you feel about yourself. When you stop interrupting, when you stop jumping in, you begin to develop more peace. You stop living in constant reaction mode. You start feeling more in control of your own responses. You feel calmer. You feel clearer. You feel more grounded. That's what holding back does. It makes space not just for others, but for your own growth. You'll start seeing the benefits quickly. Your conversations will shift. People will notice that you don't rush them, that you give them space, that you don't jump in with assumptions. And because of that, they'll start opening up more. They'll start telling you things they don't tell others. Not because you say a lot, but because you don't. Because you give them room to say what they need to say. You'll become the kind of person people trust, not because you always have the best advice, but because you always give them space to be heard. You'll be seen as wise, not because you know everything, but because you know when to wait. And that kind of wisdom creates deep, lasting respect. So, from now on, make this a daily practice. When someone starts talking, stay quiet. Don't cut them off. Don't jump in. Don't finish their sentence. Don't assume. Just wait. Let them speak until they're done. Then take a breath, think, and respond with clarity, not speed. That one habit, just that, can change the quality of your conversations, your relationships, your leadership, and your life. You don't need to dominate a conversation to be strong. Strength is shown when you can hold yourself back, when you can resist the need to jump in, when you can be fully present while someone else takes the moment. That's what makes your voice stronger. That's what makes your words land deeper. Not how often you speak, but how patiently you wait to speak. Learning to wait your turn, to pause until someone is truly finished, is one of the simplest but most life-changing disciplines you can ever build. And once you master it, you'll see the difference, not just in others, but in yourself. You'll stop rushing through life. You'll stop needing to be right all the time. You'll start choosing calm. You'll start choosing awareness. You'll start becoming someone, and that will set you apart in a world that's always in a hurry to be heard. Chapter 4. Look deeper when people avoid direct answers. When people avoid direct answers, they're usually telling you something without actually saying it. You just have to be aware enough to notice it. You have to look closer. You have to be willing to go beyond the surface, because people won't always tell you the truth straight out. Sometimes they're scared. Sometimes they don't trust you yet. Sometimes they're still figuring things out themselves. And instead of being up front, they move around the truth. They dodge, they shift, they talk in circles. But if you're paying attention, you'll see it. Most people only listen to what's said out loud. But there's so much more being communicated under the surface. It shows up in hesitation, in the way someone looks away, in how their tone changes, in the words they choose not to say. That's where you need to focus. That's where real understanding begins. And to do that, you have to stop assuming. You have to stop rushing. You have to stop letting obvious words blind you to hidden meaning. When someone avoids a direct answer, don't ignore it. Pay attention to the moment it happens. What changed? What triggered that shift? What part of your question made them uncomfortable? There's always a reason, and if you can see it, you get closer to the truth. If you ignore it, you stay stuck in the surface story. People often avoid direct answers because they don't feel safe. They're not ready to be fully open. They might feel judged. They might not want to face something themselves. But that doesn't mean they don't want to be understood. It means they need someone patient enough to look past the words. They need someone calm enough not to push, but smart enough to notice. Looking deeper doesn't mean confronting. It means observing with care. It means stepping back and letting the full picture reveal itself. If you react too quickly, you scare people into silence. But if you stay quiet and grounded, they start showing you more. Sometimes they circle around an answer to see how you'll respond. They're testing your presence. They're asking, "Can I trust you with this part of me?" If you interrupt, if you judge, if you rush, then no, they can't. And the moment passes. You can learn more from what people don't say than what they do. Gaps in their story, changes in their rhythm, things they avoid, questions they skip. That's data, that's information, that's your signal to slow down and look again. If someone keeps deflecting a certain subject, that subject holds weight. If someone always changes the topic after a specific point, that point holds something important. You won't see any of that if you're only listening for the obvious. You have to develop patience for the pause. A lot of people feel the need to fill every quiet second, but that space, that silence, is often where the truth shows up. People say what they're ready to say. Everything else sits just behind their words. And if you're patient enough, you'll catch it, you'll feel it, you'll see the meaning behind the words they're using to cover it up. You also have to manage your own emotions. When someone avoids your question, don't take it personally. Don't get frustrated. Don't try to force your way to the truth. That pushes people away. Instead, stay steady, stay quiet, let your calm invite their honesty. People open up in the presence of understanding, not pressure. And they're more likely to speak directly when they feel you're not going to react negatively. Train yourself to ask better questions. If someone gives you a half answer, don't just accept it and move on. Ask something that gently goes further, something that keeps the door open. But don't rush them. Don't corner them. Let the space do the work. Let the silence speak for you. If you stay present, most people will eventually fill the silence with something real. That's when you're getting closer. That's when the layers start to come off. There's no trick to this, it's just awareness. It's knowing how to listen with more than your ears. It's letting go of your need to be right, or to be fast, or to be clever. It's slowing down enough to notice what most people miss. And doing that consistently takes practice. You won't always get it right. Sometimes you'll misread things. But if you keep showing up with presence, with respect, with curiosity, you'll get better. Sometimes people avoid direct answers because they don't even know the answer themselves. They're still processing. They're still unsure. And they need time. When you pressure them, you rush their growth. But when you give them space, you support their clarity. That's the difference between someone who listens just to respond and someone who listens to understand. When you start paying attention to what's not being said, you start developing insight. And insight leads to better choices. In relationships, in leadership, in business, in everyday life. You stop wasting energy on shallow conversation. You start noticing when something's off, when something's hidden, when something needs your attention. And instead of reacting, you observe. You take it in. You hold it until the right time to speak. Looking deeper doesn't mean analyzing everything like a puzzle. It means caring enough to notice. It means valuing truth over comfort. It means giving people room to open up in their own way. And it means training yourself to stay aware, even when it's easier to just nod and move on. People don't always need you to solve their problems. They don't need you to push them into honesty. They need you to be present, to be consistent, to be strong enough to sit with their uncertainty. And if you do that, you'll see the truth come out naturally. Not forced, not rushed, just real. You can build this skill every day. Watch how people answer your questions. Watch what they avoid. Pay attention to how they change the subject. Pay attention to the stories they repeat. The patterns always tell you something, but only if you're willing to see it. Only if you're not too distracted by your own need to speak. There's power in staying still. There's clarity in watching closely. There's wisdom in being the person who listens until the truth shows up. Most people miss it because they want the easy answer. But you're not here for easy. You're here for depth. You're here to grow. You're here to understand. And that starts by learning to look deeper every time someone avoids a direct answer. That's when you begin to see what really matters. That's when you begin to lead with presence. That's when real change begins.
Chapter 5. Control your mouth when emotions try to lead. There are moments in life when you feel something rise inside you, anger, frustration, embarrassment, even fear, and in that exact moment, your mouth wants to take over. It wants to speak before you've had time to think. It wants to defend you, prove something, lash out, or make someone else feel what you're feeling. But that's the moment you must stop. That's the moment you must take control. Because when emotions are in charge of your mouth, regret usually follows. You've probably said things, in the heat of the moment, that you later wished you hadn't. Maybe you hurt someone. Maybe you embarrassed yourself. Maybe you lost the respect you worked hard to build. All because you let your emotions run the show. That's what happens when you don't step in and take control of what you say. Words come out fast, but consequences stay much longer. The key to growth is learning how to hold back, not because you're weak, but because you're wise enough to know what's at risk. When you speak from emotion, you hand over your power. You lose clarity. You say things you don't truly mean. You attack instead of understand. You defend instead of listen. That's not strength. That's reaction, and reaction always leads you in the wrong direction. You have to train yourself to pause. It sounds simple, but it's not easy. Especially when you feel wronged. Especially when someone disrespects you. Especially when your pride is touched. But that pause is where your discipline lives. That pause is where your future self thanks you. In that space between the emotion and the action, you have the chance to choose a better outcome. Most people don't think before they speak when they're emotional. They go straight from feeling to talking. And that shortcut damages relationships, careers, self-image, and peace of mind. You can't build something meaningful if your mouth is always doing the work of your emotions. You can't earn respect if you keep losing control in difficult moments. The ones who grow, the ones who lead, the ones who inspire, those are the ones who stay steady when the pressure rises. You don't have to say everything you feel. You don't have to express every reaction that comes up. There is strength in restraint. There is power in silence. There is growth in choosing your words after the heat has passed. It doesn't mean you avoid truth. It means you speak truth in the right time, with the right energy. That's maturity. That's control. Your emotions are not your enemy. They're signals. They're there to tell you something. But they should not be your voice. Your job is to listen to those signals without letting them control your actions. When something makes you upset, notice it. Feel it. But don't speak from it right away. Take a step back. Ask yourself, if I say this now, what happens next? That one question can change everything. Sometimes your emotions will tell you to say something just to win, just to make the other person feel what you're feeling. But what does that really give you? A moment of power followed by hours of damage, a quick release followed by long-term distance. That's not a trade worth making. You've got to think long, not short. You've got to ask yourself, what kind of person do I want to be when it's hard? Anyone can stay calm when everything is easy. The real test comes when your feelings are strong and your patience is thin. In those moments, your mouth wants to be fast. But wisdom moves slow. It chooses words that don't need to be erased later. It chooses to be quiet when the wrong thing wants to come out. It chooses to protect peace rather than destroy it for the sake of being heard. You don't need to win every argument. You don't need to prove every point. Sometimes, walking away from a heated response is the best way to walk toward real progress. It's not about silence for the sake of silence. It's about thinking before you speak. It's about asking yourself, what outcome am I creating with these words? When you train yourself to ask that, in real time, you start growing in ways that change your entire life. You stop being reactive. You stop falling into emotional traps. You start responding like someone who understands how much words can build or break. There will be days when you're pushed. There will be people who say things to get a reaction. And your first instinct will be to respond with the same energy. But don't fall for it. That's not your job. Your job is to stay in control of yourself. Your job is to make sure your words aren't weapons. Your job is to rise above the moment, not get pulled under by it. You don't need a perfect response. You need a wise one. And wisdom often waits. Wisdom holds back. Wisdom chooses the right time, the right tone, and the right words. When you control your mouth, you build your character. You protect your relationships. You give yourself space to grow. That's not weakness. That's power. The more you practice this, the more natural it becomes. The first few times will be hard. You'll want to snap back. You'll want to defend yourself. You'll feel the words building up. But if you breathe, if you wait, if you think, even just for a few seconds, you'll see the moment pass. And you'll be proud of yourself for holding steady. The people who achieve real growth aren't the loudest. They're the ones who know when not to speak. They're the ones who don't let anger guide their choices. They're the ones who understand that one sentence spoken in frustration can take months to repair. So they stop. They think. They choose something better. You are in charge of your words. You are not a slave to your emotions. You are not controlled by what others say or do. You have the power to pause. You have the strength to speak when it makes sense, not just when you feel it. And every time you practice that, you build a version of yourself that is stronger, calmer, and more focused. Every conversation gives you a chance to improve this skill. Every disagreement gives you a chance to prove to yourself that you can stay grounded. You don't need to be perfect. You just need to be aware. You just need to care enough about the future to not ruin it in one emotional moment. That's what real growth looks like. That's what emotional discipline creates. So remember this, when emotions rise, your mouth wants to lead. But you can step in. You can take that power back. You can control your voice. And when you do, you don't just speak better. You live better. You build better. You become someone others trust in tough times. You become someone you can trust too. And that changes everything. Chapter 6. Study people's tone, not just what they say. Most people listen to the words others speak and think they've heard everything, but that's not true. If you only pay attention to what's being said, you miss the deeper message. Because people don't just communicate through words, they communicate through tone. And if you want to understand people better, if you want to respond with clarity, and if you want to avoid unnecessary misunderstandings, you have to train yourself to listen to how something is said, not just the words alone. Tone carries emotion. It shows intention. It reveals what someone is truly feeling beneath their sentences. You might hear someone say, "I'm fine," but the tone might be flat, cold, or forced. That doesn't match the words. That's a clue. That's a signal that something is off. But if you don't listen for tone, you'll take the words at face value and miss what's really going on. That's why many people walk away confused, unaware, or feeling like something wasn't right, but they can't explain why. It's because they didn't pay attention to the way something was said. Tone is one of the clearest signs of what someone actually feels. It can show frustration in the middle of polite words. It can hide sadness behind a smile. It can reveal irritation even when the conversation sounds normal. And once you learn to recognize it, your ability to connect with others changes. You become sharper. You see through the surface. You don't get fooled by perfect phrases or polite masks. You notice what others miss. This skill takes practice, but the first step is slowing down. Most people listen to reply. They don't really listen to understand. They catch the words, but skip over the delivery. But the delivery is everything. How fast are they speaking? Is their voice tight or relaxed? Do they sound defensive? Is there a shift in volume, speed, or pitch when a certain subject comes up? All of that matters. All of that is part of the real message. Tone is also where truth shows up when the person doesn't know how to express it directly. They might not be ready to talk about what's bothering them. They might not want to open up yet. But their tone will give you a small window into what they're holding inside. And if you're paying attention, you'll catch it. You'll see they're not okay, even when they say they are. You'll hear the tension behind the words. You'll notice the coldness behind a compliment. And that awareness gives you the power to respond in a way that builds trust instead of breaking it. People don't always say what they mean. Sometimes they can't find the words. Sometimes they don't want to cause trouble. Sometimes they're afraid of being judged. but the tone slips out anyway. And if you train yourself to listen with full attention, you'll understand the full conversation, not just the part spoken out loud. Think about how many times someone has said something to you, and you just nodded along because their words made sense. But deep down, you felt off. You felt like they weren't being real. That's your instinct picking up on tone. But most people ignore that feeling. They brush it off. They keep moving. Then they're surprised when things go wrong later. But it was all there in the voice. The hesitation. The edge. The forced calm. You just didn't know how to catch it. Now is the time to start learning. Every conversation you have is an opportunity to improve this skill. When someone speaks to you, don't just hear the words. Feel the energy behind them. Ask yourself, does their tone match what they're saying? Is there tension behind their politeness? Are they raising their voice slightly when they talk about certain people or topics? You'll start to notice patterns, and those patterns will help you understand people in ways most can't. This habit also protects you from being manipulated. Some people use sweet words, but their tone carries something else: control, pressure, sarcasm, or distance. When you're tuned in, you won't be fooled by smooth talk. You'll sense when something's not right. You'll pick up on the disconnect between the language and the feeling. That awareness keeps you grounded. It helps you make smarter choices. It helps you avoid people who say the right things for the wrong reasons. Listening to tone also helps you respond better. Instead of reacting to the words, you start responding to the feeling. That's where real communication happens. That's where empathy grows. If someone sounds tired, you don't push them to talk more. If someone sounds hurt, you speak softer. If someone sounds unsure, you give them space. That kind of response builds stronger relationships. It makes people feel understood. Not because you gave perfect advice, but because you listened beneath the surface. This awareness also sharpens your leadership. Whether you lead a team, a family, or just yourself, your ability to understand people emotionally gives you an edge. You'll catch problems early. You'll sense tension before it turns into conflict. You'll know when someone needs support, even if they don't ask for it. That kind of leadership is built on presence. And presence is built on paying attention. Most of the time, people aren't asking you to fix their problems. They're asking you to understand them. And understanding starts with hearing more than just the sentences. It starts with tuning into their voice, their rhythm, their pauses, their hesitations, their pressure, their silence. These are the signs. These are the pieces that reveal what's really going on. You won't get it right every time. That's normal. Sometimes you'll misread the tone. Sometimes you'll miss the signal completely. But the more you practice, the more natural it becomes. You'll stop taking everything literally. You'll stop accepting every answer at face value. You'll start seeing what people really mean, without them needing to say it. And once you build that skill, you'll communicate differently. Your conversations will have more depth. Your connections will grow stronger. Your mistakes in communication will drop, because you're not just focused on what people say. You're focused on how they say it, and how they say it tells you everything. This also helps you become a better listener overall. You'll become more patient. You'll stop interrupting. You'll stop rushing through interactions. You'll start valuing the full message, not just the quick one. And when people feel that from you, they open up more. They trust you more. They bring more of their real selves into the conversation. This is a habit that will benefit every part of your life. In friendships, it brings deeper trust. In relationships, it builds emotional safety. In work, it increases clarity and connection. And in your personal growth, it teaches you to slow down, listen fully, and respond with wisdom. Words are only part of the story. Tone is the rest. And when you learn to hear both, you gain understanding that most never reach. You start seeing through confusion. You start moving with clarity. You stop wasting energy on what was said, and start building awareness around what was meant. Start today. When someone speaks to you, pause and listen, not just to the words but to the sound behind them. That's where the truth often lives. And if you can hear it, you'll always be one step ahead. Not because you talk more, but because you understand more. And that is what changes everything. Chapter 7. Stop talking when your words don't add value. Most people speak without asking themselves a simple question: does this help anyone? That's where the trouble starts. When your words don't bring value, they bring noise, they fill space, they distract, they slow things down, they even create confusion. But the problem is, most people aren't aware of it. They're so used to talking that they forget speech is not always progress. Words are not always necessary, and not every thought needs to be spoken. You grow faster when you learn to stop talking, the moment you realize your words aren't helping. That's the line that separates discipline from impulse. It's easy to speak just to feel heard, to sound smart, or to stay involved. But easy isn't effective. The real skill is knowing when silence does a better job. When you can pull back instead of adding more just to fill a moment, you start showing maturity. You start operating from awareness instead of habit. You don't need to comment on everything. You don't need to respond to every message or question right away. Sometimes your input is not needed, and saying something just to stay in the conversation actually pulls the whole thing down. Value doesn't come from volume. It comes from intention. It comes from purpose. It comes from self-control. The truth is, most situations don't require more words. They require more thought. But thought takes space. It takes stillness. It takes letting the moment breathe without rushing to fill it. And that's exactly why people struggle with it. They're uncomfortable with space. They think if they're not talking, they're falling behind. But that's the mindset that keeps people stuck in shallow thinking. It's not about how often you speak. It's about what your words do. Do your words bring clarity? Do they solve problems? Do they bring peace? Do they show understanding? Do they move the conversation forward? If not, it might be time to hold them. Every time you speak, you're shaping someone's perception of you. You're showing what you care about, how well you think, how grounded you are. And if you keep speaking without value, people stop listening. There's a cost to talking too much. It's not just about annoying others. It's about losing credibility. When you speak all the time without substance, people start to tune you out. Your voice becomes background noise. Your thoughts lose weight. But when you learn to speak only when it matters, people start to notice. They lean in. They take your words seriously. Because you're not just speaking, you're contributing. This habit also protects your energy. Talking all the time drains you. It pulls you into useless arguments. It fills your head with other people's chaos. But when you get serious about value, you start choosing your words more carefully. You stop talking just to talk. You ask yourself, does this need to be said, and am I the one who should say it? If the answer is no, you stay quiet. And that silence becomes strength. You don't owe the world a response to everything. You don't have to explain yourself all the time. You don't need to jump into every debate. There's freedom in keeping quiet when your words add nothing. That's how you protect your focus. That's how you protect your peace. That's how you protect your reputation. Not everything is your conversation. Not every problem is your assignment. Some things are better left alone, and some words are better left unsaid. It doesn't mean you're weak. It means you understand the impact of your voice. It means you're using your voice with care, not carelessness. And that builds power. Real power. If you want to grow, if you want to be respected, if you want to make a real difference, then stop speaking when your words aren't useful. Learn to recognize when you're about to say something out of habit, not intention. Step back and check yourself. Ask, is this just me trying to be heard, or is this me trying to help? That awareness will sharpen you. It will raise your standards. It will shift how people experience you. There's wisdom in knowing when to speak, but there's even more wisdom in knowing when to stay silent. Silence isn't emptiness. It's presence. It's thought. It's discipline. And it carries more weight than words thrown into a conversation just to be part of the noise. If you want to be someone who makes an impact, you have to get comfortable with not always having something to say. You have to be okay with just listening, with just observing, with letting others speak while you learn. That humility becomes your advantage, because while others are trying to be seen, you're building clarity. You're preparing to speak when it truly matters. There's a habit you must break if you want to grow. It's the habit of filling every pause with your voice. Let the pause be there. Let it stretch. Let it give the moment time to settle. When you can do that without discomfort, you've reached a new level of maturity. And from that place, your words will carry more impact than ever before. You also give others more space when you stop speaking unnecessarily. They get the chance to share more, to think deeper, to feel heard, and that builds stronger relationships. It creates real connection, because no one wants to feel talked over. No one wants to feel like you're speaking just to stay relevant. They want to feel like your words are for them, not for your ego. If you're constantly inserting your opinion, without checking whether it helps, you're not contributing. You're distracting. You're adding more noise to a world already full of it. But if you pause, reflect, and then speak with purpose, you start becoming someone people listen to with intention. They wait for your input, because they know it matters. Your voice is powerful, but only when it's used with purpose. If you throw it around carelessly, it loses meaning. If you speak only when you can help, your words start to shape people. They remember what you said. They act on it. They come back to you for more. Not because you said the most, but because you said what mattered. The practice starts small. Catch yourself during the day. Ask, why am I saying this? If there's no clear reason, stop. Let it go. If it's not useful, if it's not kind, if it doesn't bring anything better, don't say it. Save your words for the moments that call for them. That's how you build a voice that matters. You don't need to dominate the room. You don't need to be the loudest. You don't need to always be first. You just need to be clear. You just need to be wise. You just need to bring value. And that starts the moment you stop speaking without purpose. When you become someone who only speaks to add something useful, everything changes. People respect you more. Your confidence grows. Your relationships improve. You stop being part of the background and start becoming a presence. And all because you made one simple but powerful decision to stop talking when your words don't add value. Chapter 8. Pay close attention when emotions rise in talks. Most people miss the most important moments in a conversation because they stop paying attention the second emotions get involved. The energy changes, voices rise, words get sharper, and instead of staying present, people shut down or react too quickly. But this is exactly when you should lean in, not physically, but mentally. This is when the real part of the conversation begins. This is when truth starts to slip through. It might not come out smoothly, but it's real. And if you're paying close attention, you'll hear it, feel it, and understand it before others even know what's happening. When emotions rise, the mask comes off. People stop filtering. They stop pretending. They stop trying to impress. And what's left is raw communication. That rawness might not be polite or polished, but it's honest. It's charged with meaning. And most people miss it because they're too focused on how uncomfortable it feels. They get caught in the tension and miss the lesson. If you want to grow in how you understand others, you must stay alert when things get intense. It doesn't matter whether it's anger, sadness, frustration, or fear. Those are the moments that reveal what really matters to someone. And if you check out or let your emotions take over, you miss the deeper message. You miss the emotional root of what's being said. That's where most problems come from. People arguing about the words, but missing the feeling behind them. You have to listen with more than your ears. You have to read the tone, the pace, the look in their eyes. You have to track the shift in body language. Are they raising their voice because they're angry, or because they're scared? Are they repeating themselves because they're trying to win, or because they feel misunderstood? You can't know unless you're calm and locked in. Most people aren't. They hear the volume go up, and they shut off their attention. But emotional moments are when people need to be heard the most. Staying calm doesn't mean you're detached. It means you're grounded enough to keep clarity while others are flooded with feeling. That doesn't make you cold. It makes you useful. It makes you safe. It makes you the person who can help bring things back to center. You can't help anyone if you're caught in the same emotional wave they are. You've got to be the anchor, and anchors don't float. Paying close attention when emotions rise also helps you avoid saying the wrong thing. It helps you avoid stepping on someone's pain. It helps you avoid defending yourself at the wrong time. Because a lot of the time, emotional outbursts aren't really about you. They're about what that person has been holding in. And if you get defensive too fast, you'll take it personal and miss the real reason it's coming out. There's a reason people break down in the middle of simple conversations. It's rarely about what's being discussed in that moment. It's the weight they've been carrying. And when you see that shift, when the tears start to form, or the voice tightens, or the breath speeds up, you've entered a space that needs care, not correction. You don't fix those moments by talking more. You fix them by being present, being respectful, and listening all the way through. Your emotional control creates emotional safety. People can feel it. They know when someone is still with them instead of trying to overpower them. They know when someone is patient enough to hear it all without judging or interrupting. That's how trust is built. Not through perfect words, but through calm presence during emotional moments. Sometimes all someone needs is for you to stay. Stay in the moment. Stay focused. Stay grounded. Not speak over them. Not analyze. Just stay. And if you can do that, you give them something they rarely get, a space to release without fear of being misunderstood. That alone can shift the entire relationship. That alone can bring peace into a storm. The hardest part is managing your own emotions while someone else is expressing theirs. You might feel attacked. You might feel blamed. You might want to correct them. But doing that too soon shuts everything down. Your job is not to fix everything in the heat of the moment. Your job is to hear them fully and give the situation time to settle before deciding what needs to be said. You can't respond clearly if you don't hear fully. And you can't hear fully if you check out emotionally. That's why training yourself to stay present when emotions rise is one of the most powerful habits you can ever build. It will serve you in family, friendships, leadership, business, and especially in understanding yourself. Because emotions reveal what logic hides. This also helps you protect your peace. When you learn to pay attention instead of react, you stop fueling the fire. You stop escalating things. You stop throwing your energy into conflict. Instead, you conserve it. You use it wisely. You bring stability into moments that usually bring chaos. That stability doesn't just help others. It helps you. You walk away without guilt. You walk away knowing you didn't make things worse. That's a powerful feeling. You can still speak, but speak with awareness. Speak when the timing is right. Speak when your voice adds calm instead of noise. That kind of self-control changes how others see you. They begin to respect you, not just for what you say, but for how you handle pressure. That kind of consistency builds strong bonds and long-term credibility. You'll be tested often. Someone will raise their voice. Someone will get emotional in front of you. Someone will accuse you. Someone will misdirect their pain at you. And your instinct will be to fight back. But don't. Observe. Stay in control. Take a deep breath. Pay attention to what they're really saying. Not just the words, but the feeling behind them. Ask yourself in those moments, what is this really about? That one question keeps your mind sharp when things heat up. It keeps your ego from jumping in. It shifts you from defending to understanding. And that shift changes everything. It stops you from saying something you'll regret. It helps you avoid emotional traps. It lets you guide the moment instead of being pulled by it. People often reveal the most when they're emotional. That's not the time to tune out. That's the time to lean in mentally and pay attention with your full awareness. That's when you catch things you'd never hear in a calm, casual talk. That's when you see the real needs, the real wounds, the real fears. But only if you're strong enough to stay steady and present. Most people talk too much when emotions rise. They interrupt, they explain, they correct. But if you can learn to pause, listen, observe, and wait for the right moment, you'll become someone others rely on when life gets intense. You'll become the calm in the storm. And in a world full of reactions, that makes you different. That makes you respected. Every conversation with rising emotion is a chance to train yourself. A chance to grow. A chance to show that you don't just react. You think. You lead. You understand. And that is what makes the difference. Not how loud you are. Not how clever you sound, but how well you stay present when it matters most. So the next time emotions start to rise in a conversation, stay alert. Don't run from the tension. Don't fight it. Just pay close attention. That's where the truth is. That's where your growth lives. And that's where you become someone worth listening to. Chapter 9. Listen to people like you're learning something new. One of the biggest problems people face in communication is they stop listening once they think they already know. They assume they've heard it before. They assume they understand where the conversation is going. So they check out. They drift. They listen just enough to reply. And because of that, they miss what's actually being said. If you want to grow your awareness, deepen your understanding, and truly connect with people, you have to learn how to listen like everything they're saying is brand new. This doesn't mean you act like you've never heard anything before. It means you bring curiosity into every conversation. It means you stop walking around with a full cup. If you always think you already know, you close the door to learning. But if you approach each interaction with the mindset that every person knows something you don't, you begin to pick up on things you once ignored. When someone's talking, give them your full presence. Don't just nod. Don't just wait for your turn. Don't listen to respond, listen to discover. Because every person carries experiences you don't have. They've felt things you haven't felt. They've been through things you haven't seen. And if you listen with the intention to learn, you gain access to their insight. That kind of attention changes how people speak to you. When they see you're actually interested, not just pretending, they start telling you more. They drop the surface-level talk. They begin to share what really matters to them. That's where trust grows. Not from saying the perfect thing, but from truly listening. And listening with curiosity shows humility. It shows you don't need to act like you have it all figured out. It shows you care more about understanding than controlling. That kind of attitude stands out. In a world where most people talk over each other, being the one who listens with care is powerful. Most people just want to feel heard. They want to feel like what they say matters. And when you give them that, they open up. They start being real. And real conversations teach you far more than polished speeches ever will. You get to hear how people think, how they deal with problems, what shaped them, what drives them. That's the information that helps you grow, not just as a communicator, but as a person. To listen like you're learning something new, you have to let go of assumptions. You can't go into conversations thinking you already know the full story. You don't. You might know a version of it. You might know the general idea, but you don't know their experience of it. And that's what makes all the difference. Every person brings something unique. And if you treat their words like they're nothing special, they'll give you nothing special. But if you treat their words like they matter, they'll start showing you more than you expected. Even if the topic feels familiar, there's always something different in the way it's delivered. The timing, the tone, the emotion behind it. You have to be awake enough to catch that. You have to be present enough to study not just the words, but the meaning behind them. Because often, people reveal the most in how they say something, not just in what they say. Listening like a learner also helps you stay open. You don't get locked into your beliefs. You don't shut down other views. You allow yourself to explore different angles. And that makes you sharper. It makes you wiser. It helps you become the kind of person people go to, not because you have all the answers, but because you ask better questions, because you pay attention, because you absorb instead of dismiss. This skill changes your relationships. People will feel more respected around you. They'll feel valued. They'll feel safe sharing their thoughts. And when people feel safe, they're honest. They stop holding back. That kind of openness leads to real connection. Not forced. Not shallow. Just honest and grounded. But none of this happens unless you drop the habit of thinking you already know. That habit kills growth. It stops insight from reaching you. It blocks the flow of understanding. It's not about pretending to be clueless. It's about reminding yourself that no matter how much you know, there's always something more to learn. And often, that lesson is sitting in the words of someone you weren't fully listening to. This also affects how you handle disagreement. If you listen with the goal of learning instead of winning, you'll stop needing to be right all the time. You'll stop defending your ego. You'll start asking, "What am I missing here?" That one question can shift everything. It changes the energy in the conversation. It invites deeper thinking. And it turns tension into growth. You can practice this every day, with your family, with co-workers, with strangers. Make it a habit to listen for one new thing in every interaction. Ask follow-up questions. Go deeper. Show people that their thoughts matter. And over time you'll notice that people start responding to you differently. not because you speak more, but because you listen better. You also grow faster this way. You get exposed to different thinking, different strategies, different worldviews. That kind of exposure stretches you. It challenges your blind spots. It refines your thinking. And it helps you become someone who doesn't just repeat what they know, but someone who evolves constantly. Listening like a learner keeps you grounded. You're not trying to outshine anyone. You're not waiting to correct them. You're there to receive, to grow, to understand. And that mindset builds depth. You start developing layers of wisdom that others notice. Not because you've been the loudest in the room, but because you've been the most attentive. This doesn't mean you agree with everything you hear. It just means you take it in with interest. You examine it without judgment. You give it space before reacting. That space is where emotional intelligence grows. It's where your thinking gets stronger. And it's where your ability to connect with others reaches new levels. People know when you're really listening. It shows in your eyes, in your patience, in your body language. And when they feel that, they stop holding back. They stop giving you rehearsed answers. They start getting real. And real is what helps you grow. Real is where the wisdom lives. So the next time someone talks to you, act like it's the first time you're hearing anything like it. Bring curiosity. Bring humility. Bring focus. Don't just hear, study. Don't just nod, absorb. Don't just reply, reflect. That's how you become someone who understands deeply. That's how you build trust that lasts. That's how you turn every conversation into an opportunity for growth. You don't need more chances to speak. You need more practice listening with the goal of learning. And if you start doing that, you'll notice the shift. You'll start learning things people didn't even realize they were sharing. Because you were listening in a way they're not used to. You were giving them the gift of your full attention. And in return, you gained something more valuable than words, insight. And insight, when applied, transforms your life. Chapter 10. Use quiet moments to grow your inner strength. Most people avoid quiet. They fill every empty moment with noise, distraction, or movement. They turn on music, scroll their phone, call someone, open another tab, or start talking. It's become normal to treat silence like a problem. But what most don't understand is that quiet moments are where real strength is built. When everything slows down and no one is asking anything from you, that's your chance to look inside. That's the time to work on the part of you that doesn't need to be seen, only understood. That's where the real foundation is shaped. Inner strength isn't developed in front of people, it's built in private. It's built in private. It's built when you're alone with your thoughts and your doubts. When you're not performing, when there's no reward, no applause, no one to impress. That's when your mind starts to show you who you really are. And it's also where you start to make changes that last. In those quiet minutes, you have the chance to be honest with yourself. You can ask questions that get buried in the rush of daily life. Am I becoming someone I respect? Am I living in alignment with my values? Am I acting from strength or from fear? You can't answer questions like that when you're always distracted. You can't answer them in the middle of noise. They require space, they require silence, and they require courage. Because sometimes, silence will show you things you don't want to see. Maybe there's regret. Maybe there's guilt. Maybe you've been avoiding certain thoughts or decisions. Maybe you've been covering your doubts with activity. But when the room gets quiet, they start to rise. That's why some people avoid it. They're not ready to face themselves. But if you want to grow, if you want real strength, you have to stop running and start listening. You have to sit with yourself until the noise in your head slows down enough for clarity to come through. Strength isn't about pushing harder all the time. It's about building control over your own mind. And that control begins in stillness. When everything else stops, do you feel restless or do you feel steady? If you feel restless, it's a signal. It means there's something inside that needs your attention. And if you give it that attention, if you take the time to deal with it, not rush past it, you come out the other side, stronger, clearer, and more centered. Quiet is where you reflect, reset, and rise. It's where you stop reacting to the world and start leading yourself. In that space, you can separate what really matters from what doesn't. You can pull your energy back from the things that drain you and put it into what helps you grow. That shift doesn't happen by accident. It happens by choosing to value silence, even when it feels uncomfortable. Some of the strongest people you'll ever meet are the ones who spend time alone. Not because they're isolated, but because they understand the value of solitude. They know that silence teaches what noise hides. They've learned how to sit with pressure without breaking. They've trained their mind to stay focused when nothing external is pushing them. That's what makes them solid. That's what gives them an edge. They don't need chaos to feel alive. They've found strength in stillness. You don't have to disappear from life to practice this. You just need to carve out moments where you step back. No phone, no music, no tasks, just space to breathe and think. It can be 5 minutes in the morning, 10 minutes before bed. A walk without headphones, a room with no background noise. These are small changes, but they create big results. Over time, those quiet minutes stack up, and each one becomes a chance to sharpen your thinking, check your direction, and recharge your mindset. In silence, you can remember who you are without the pressure to perform. You can stop pretending. You can strip away the layers that aren't helping anymore. You can forgive yourself. You can plan better. You can calm your emotions before they lead you somewhere you'll regret. All of this is possible, but only if you stop running from the quiet. The world tells you to stay busy, to stay loud, to stay visible. But growth happens in the moments no one sees. It happens when you choose discipline over distraction. It happens when you say no to things that offer quick relief, but slow destruction. And the only way to spot those things is by getting quiet enough to hear your own voice again. That's where you gain control over your reactions. When something upsets you, the instinct is to lash out, to defend, to explain. But if you've built the habit of being still, you can pause. You can watch your emotions rise without acting on them. That pause is power. It's the gap between reaction and response, and that gap grows in silence. When you use quiet moments with intention, you begin to take your power back. You start being proactive with your energy, instead of reactive. You stop wasting effort on things that don't matter. You stop chasing approval. You begin building yourself from the inside out. Not for attention, not for praise, but because you know that real strength is not loud, it's steady. This isn't something you learn in one day. It's a mindset you build over time. It's a habit you return to again and again. Some days it will feel pointless. Some days it will feel heavy. But if you stay with it, if you keep showing up in those quiet moments, something inside you starts to shift. You start hearing your inner voice more clearly. You start seeing what's helping and what's hurting. And you start building the kind of strength that can't be taken away. Quiet moments are not empty. They're full of potential. They're the space where growth can breathe, where self-awareness can rise, where your next breakthrough can begin. But you have to meet them with purpose. You have to walk into them like you're entering a training ground. This is where you learn to lead yourself. This is where you learn to carry yourself with discipline. This is where you learn to keep going even when no one's watching. And once you understand the power of silence, you'll stop needing to fill every space with sound. You'll stop talking just to be heard. You'll stop chasing the rush of noise. You'll begin to value presence over performance, and that shift will separate you from the crowd. Because most people can't sit with themselves long enough to grow. But you can. You will. You'll use every quiet moment as an opportunity to get stronger, wiser, and more prepared for what life demands. Nothing in this world will give you the kind of clarity and stability that silence can. So don't run from it. Welcome it. Build a habit around it. Treat it like a tool. Use it to sharpen your thinking. Use it to reconnect with your direction. Use it to fuel your next step. In those moments of stillness, your mind finds room to grow. And from that growth, you gain the kind of strength that lasts far beyond any moment of noise.